after that big win Monday night. You can't have any mistakes by the lake.
The Bears look to make it two in a row when they visit the Dog Pound in Cleveland on Sunday.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, along with the pride and joy of Joliet, Illinois, Tom Thayer. And Tom, we saw something the other night that we haven't seen in a long time, probably ever. The Bears scored on every possession. What's the key to maintaining that going into Cleveland?
The concentration level that you have to have. And I admire the concentration level of everybody on that team, given the conditions. And with that being said, they could be similar this week in Cleveland. So, again, I admire the ability of Mark Trestman to just attack and keep them up and keep them going, because Josh McCown did a great job. Matt Forte was doing a great job as well. And I think the balance between the two even exposed more opportunities to throw the ball.
Now, this week, Sunday, the Bears are playing a defense that's much better than the Dallas Cowboys defense and the Cleveland Browns, who shut down the New England Patriots at least for 3.5 quarters of the game last weekend. What's the key to attacking the Browns' defense?
Still be aggressive, and I think that's got to come from Mark Trestman. You have the ability with the weapons you have to stay aggressive, but you're going to have to be more successful on the interior running game on first down to give you a little bit more leeway on second and third down. But this is, the second stingiest defense out there per play is the Cleveland defense. So it's going to be a difficult pass.
Tom, I've watched the Bears since the 1970s, and with apologies to the Super Bowl team and those great teams you were on in the 1980s, I think this is the most dangerous, explosive offense I've ever seen. What are your thoughts on that?
It is, because it's multidimensional. When you look at our offense, and everybody had such respect for Walter Payton, that's where everybody's defensive concentration started to stop Walter. But now this has 4 or 5 different dimensions that you have to focus on. How are we going to stop it? And, you know, you may start seeing the transition of focusing on taking Alshon out of the game. That's going to give Brandon Marshall more opportunities. Still, Martellus Bennett, Earl Bennett, Matt Forte, all the weapons, Michael Bush that are out there.
Tom, let's look at the other side of the ball with the Cleveland Browns. Their offense is a very familiar face in Jason Campbell, a quarterback, and the best wide receiver going right now, with apologies to Alshon Jeffrey, in Josh Gordon, who leads the NFL with 1,400 yards, even though he missed the first two games of the season. What's the key to defending the Browns?
It's not letting them be successful with their running game. That's the key. They have one of the most determined point of attack run games I've seen so far in the NFL this year. With that being said, the susceptibility to the Bears' run defense, they could create a comfort zone for Jason that way. And if that happens, then you're going to see the explosive opportunities for their receiver game. The key is going to be make sure you limit that run at the line of scrimmage.
I thought the defense has showed some signs of improving the last couple weeks. I know they were gashed by Adrian Peterson against Minnesota, but I thought the run fits were better in that game. And against Dallas, they made some very key stops, especially late in the first half and early in the second. I think Lance Briggs could be coming back within the next few weeks. Ratliff's getting more playing time. Am I crazy for being optimistic?
No, you have to be optimistic, because I think the susceptibility of the Bears' defense is probably because of the youth at the linebacker position. In every rep, every game, every practice that Jonathan Bosick and Kasim Green get to see, they're going to be better football players. They have the athleticism, the desire to be out there, the willingness to hit hard, but it is. It's just like a quarterback. As this game slows down for him, you're going to see better performance out of that young linebacker group.
Tom, this week's Twitter question is from Michael Armstrong, who wants to know, do you think the Bears' defense will be able to control the Browns' running game?
You know, that's a good question. They have to, because you got to create a comfortable atmosphere for quarterback Jason Campbell. He doesn't have a great deal of experience, but he has some big weapons. But the way he gets those weapons going from the line of scrimmage is by an effective running game. And we do have concerns with the Bears' run defense, so I think that's where Cleveland is going to see if the Bears' defense is susceptible come Sunday.
Exciting part of the program now, where we make your case for a player that's going to have a big impact in the game on Sunday. Who are you picking?
I'm going to go with Jonathan Bostic. We talked about the importance of the Cleveland running game and how they need it in their offense, and I think Bostic in the middle is a big reason why they could limit that game. But I also saw Jonathan Bostic going through some nice progression reads in his pass responsibilities against Dallas. The better he is at that, the better his linebacker skills are going to become, but it's going to be about stopping the run against Cleveland.
Tom, I'm going to go way out on a limb here and pick Alshon Jeffrey. He's been incredibly productive the last several weeks, all season as a matter of fact, and he continues to get better. I think he's developed a nice chemistry with Josh McCown, and he catches every ball thrown to him, even when two guys are on him. Alshon Jeffrey, I believe, will have a big game down in the Dog Pound on Sunday. Tom, great stuff as always. The Bears head to Cleveland Sunday looking to at least maintain a share of first place in the NFC North. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.